Shavua Tov, Mivarach, a great week. Our journey through Shas in the Mishnah Yomi program continues in Chapter 7 of Nedarim, Mishnah Chet and Tet today. So Mishnah 8, She'at, that you, now like yesterday, this is a man speaking to his wife, Osa, that you make, that you do, Eini Ochel, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to eat your cooking, Ad Pesach, until Pesach. Or he says, She'at Osa, that you, what you make, and in mitkase, I'm not going to wear it, like it's clothing or it's thread she's spinning, ad ha-Pesach, until Pesach. Now, this is a bit vague. Does he really mean that the condition, her production of food or clothing or the like, before Pesach, that's the, what triggers the netter? Or does he mean whatever she makes, he's not going to use it until Pesach, that the time frame the netter works is until Pesach? So what does it mean? The Mishnah actually explains, asta lifnei Pesach. She cooked or produced something or worked or made clothing before Pesach. Mutter, the man is able, lechol itkaso, to eat it or wear it or use it, achar ha-Pesach, after Pesach. So when these words, ad ha-Pesach, the time frame limitation, is at the end of the neder, we interpret that as being when the neder itself is active, not when the condition is active. Now the Mishnah contrasts this to a variation in the wording. What if he said, she'at, that you, osa, you make, you produce, or cook, ad Pesach, before Pesach, eini ochel. Now here the words ad Pesach are right after the she'at osa. Or he says, she'at osa ad Pesach, eini mitkase. I'm not going to wear any clothing or garments that you make ad Pesach. So what the Mishnah says, asta lifnei Pesach, if she makes something before Pesach, the man is forbidden from eating this food or wearing this item or using what she made even after Pesach. Here the words ad Pesach don't modify when the neder is active. They modify when the condition that triggers the neder, namely the wife's production or cooking, is active. So then the items would be forbidden forever unless he gets some sort of a heter, hataret nedarim, goes to a sage. You know, maybe his motivation here is he really wants his wife to clean for Pesach and she's busy cooking and making clothing, you know, for him. So he's taking a neder. He's not going to enjoy any of that stuff until Pesach because he wants her to focus just on getting rid of the chametz. Could be. I'm just guessing. Now, Mishnah Tet brings a similar situation. He says, she'at nehenetz li, he's forbidding her to benefit from him ad Pesach, until Pesach time, im telchi, if you go, levet avich, to go visit your parents, ad chag, before Sukkot. It could be this couple had agreed they're only going to go to her parents every Sukkot and no other time, but she's pushing on the husband to go early, so he's, making this netter to try to prevent that situation. So he'd be banning her from any enjoyment until Pesach if she goes until Sukkot. Now, Sukkot is well after Pesach. So what's going to happen? The Mishnah explains, halcha lifnei Pesach, if she goes to her parents before Pesach, asura behanato, she can't have any enjoyment from her husband, ad Pesach, through Pesach. Achara Pesach, now what if she goes and visits her parents after Pesach, but before Chag, before Sukkot, which would trigger the neder retroactively, you know, now the time period of the neder being effective, of the ban on hana from the husband to wife, that period is over after Pesach, but the time period that can trigger the netter, the condition period, exists until Sukkot. So then the Mishnah says, below Yachel Devaro, she is over the commandment. She's violated the commandment of Lo Yachel Devaro. A person shall not desecrate his word. You have to keep your word, which is the Pasuk generally about promises and Nedarim and Shavuot. So if she triggers the condition of the neder even after the time period of the neder is over, then if she had any hana from her husband before Pesach, she is over a biblical commandment. Now the Mishnah brings a variation about the time frames. What if he says, she'at nehenet li, I'm banning you from enjoying from me, from having any benefit from me, ad chag, through Sukkot, until Sukkot arrives, im telchi, if you go, levet avich, to your parents' house, ad Pesach, before Pesach. So the Mishnah says, halcha lifnei Pesach, if she actually goes to visit her parents before Pesach, asura behanato ad hachag. She can't have any benefit from her husband through Sukkot. Now, as we talked about in Ketuvot, such a neder would cause a very large strain on the relationship, and we would pressure the husband to go and get that annulled. And the Mishnah concludes, Muteret Leilich Acher HaPesach. But she's certainly allowed to go to her parents' house after Pesach, even if she had had hana from her husband before Pesach, because that's not going to trigger his neder. Yishar Kochachem, have a great week.